previously on CSI Mwangi Expanse.
Zach, just look over there.
What is it? Is it the rest of your failing careers? Do you know what this is?
What,
Zach? This is a vial.
It's a good thing you're holding it up for the camera.
Yeah. It's an antidote.
To what? You guys failing all the time? Is that the antidote?
To the poison that you just drank.
No, wait, do that line again. Because he was talking. Do it again, because it's clear.
To the poison you just drank in the butter beer that you slopped around your mouth.
Now I could give this to you. If you tell us who you work for.
And then get out of here and we never see you again.
You're going to disappear.
Zach.
You make that oath on your honor as cops.
Wait, we established that your name's not Zach. It's
We're not cops anymore. This is bigger than cops.
We're Mac and Tech Justice Tech Force.
So yeah. You got nothing to swear on. How do I know you're telling the truth and that vial there isn't the poison?
I swear on that dead monkey, and you know that I would never swear on
that. Why do you care so much about one dead monkey?
Because
you know what the world's made up of, Jack? Dead monkeys. Why'd you care about one? In the time that you've been following the case of one, several thousand other monkeys may have
died. Because if I let this slide, then all the other monkeys, when they die, what does it matter? What does it matter? How can I go home and look my wife in the eyes?
Exactly.
I don't go back and
Mac,
say,
calm down.
No, don't, Mac. Give in to your feelings,
don't
Mac.
Don't let him.
You're pulling at a thread, and soon it's all going to come tumbling right down.
Don't listen to him. You got about 30 seconds to give us what you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm just going to look that straight in the eye and dare the chicken to come running over the line.
Well, this chicken's cooked.
Shit. All right, fine. You want to know who I work for?
Yeah.
Shit, I'm starting to sweat, actually.
Yeah, that's the poison.
Give me another smoke.
The poison works fast.
Okay, I work for Plack and Quack. They're my bosses from two episodes ago. I literally told you. I told you they were my bosses. I don't know. I hate you.
Oh, we'll get food again.
I'm oddly invested in this naff storyline.
Weird, isn't it?
And I'm just sitting there eating a biscuit and drinking my tea, being like, the next episode. Yeah,
does that mean that Quack and Plack are going to have to
come back? Maybe in the company of Burt Bacharach. I mean, who knows? See,
and we don't know if Zach's dead. There was a little bit of a cliffhanger there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Little cliffy. Sorry, yeah. Crack. His name is
Crack. His name's Crack.
Crack. Previously on the Danger Club podcast.
No one follows, and then a moment later, Karagor steps out.
The Weaver could, in fact, be some kind of insect.
Pardon. Do not anger your tracker.
There's a secret door over here. Maybe I'm the tracker now.
No!
Okay, there's another secret door.
The queen has spoken.
And heavy is the head that wears the crown.
The large bed has silken sheets, and they are absolutely stained with blood.
The adventure continues now.
It's taken me 2 years or however long I've been doing CSI Mwangi Expanse to realise that there's no actual episode to CSI Mwangi Expanse. There's a recap and then the end credits roll.
We did say that.
We did say that
in one of our things.
Last time on Mwangi Expanse.
Episode 11 or something.
Just the episode. Oh,
brilliant. We're never the episode next episode.
No.
We're always the episode behind.
Always chasing your own episode.
That way, it's a philosophical lesson, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Always chasing our tails.
It's actually a hell of a satire about the way a lot of modern television is made, isn't it?
It's constant.
Also, what happened in that last episode? Because, we began it with us, flashing the poison up. And then in that last one, he takes the poison. He drank it in the episode before. And then he was just being poisoned then. Yeah, so there was no time. If there was an hour long episode in between that, like what happened? What the fuck happened in that episode?
You basically found out some information that you already knew that he was then thinking about dying.
Yeah.
Oh, well, speaking of what the fuck happened in that episode, hello everyone and welcome to the Danger Club podcast.
Oh, that was wild, wasn't it? That was wild, that last episode.
The very complicated social dynamics that played out through that maze, that I salute you all. I had no idea what was, because I like, there's kind of only one way to run this encounter. And sometimes when you run stuff out of books for podcasts, there are bits where you're like, I don't know how this is going to work in an audio format. I can see how this would be fucking fun to play on a board or in Roll20 or something. I don't know if a sequence is basically going through a maze, opening doors and setting off traps is going to work. Because it could just be, all right, open the next door, open the next door. Oh, that was the right one. You know, it could be really, you know, and that's probably how it would play out if you were playing it in person. I should have had more faith in the insane people around this table to turn it into something absolutely bonkers.
Yeah. Scott, you called it. You said it's going to be a dungeon crawl. Maze crawl, and it was indeed that. I wasn't expecting it.
I can smell a dungeon like a fart in a lift.
Yeah. And I loved that it was like a classic old, you remember those the early games where you go and then turn left and you know, sort of thing. It's that very much like, oh, there's a door on the left or a little secret door at the end of the corridor, and you know,
very efficient use of graph paper, this dungeon. It would fit very neatly. If you were doing this one at school, it would fit very neatly on your page.
Lovely.
That's what Velda needed. He needed graph paper.
Oh, is that why the
That was useful. That was I went to have paid attention.
They can be pretty good. One of my players in my Abominations Falls game does a pretty good map. He revealed, I showed them the map of the level that they'd cleared, and then he showed the map he'd drawn. I was like, oh my god, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah,
it's not a it's not a shade on James.
But some people, some people can do maps, Dan. Some people care about maps. I'm not one of those people.
You've never claimed to be a map man.
Nope, not map man.
He's a map man.
You have all at different times claimed to be the king. They're not the king. Then
Fulton
is
he was never the king in this whole last episode.
No, I was never the king. I was never anything. I could have been the vizier, but no, nobody wanted that.
Yeah. Maybe Fulton, however, be the king.
I love Fulton's like brutal. Like if he's not going to be the king, he will immediately assume like I am the most loyal supporter of your new regime. I will shift with the winds, and I'm now like it's always been king, but it's great.
He would probably do very well in a dictatorship, actually.
Oh yes, I think he's sort of communist Russia, sort of the in this era, you'd have just been like, "Joof! I'm staunchly behind the new person."
Oh, but you've got Algon is still just about holding his nerve because you've been making your way there. Philippe's eaten a lot of sandwiches while they've been passed over.
Yeah,
Caragor has been up and down the social order, and has something also happened to him when he went into that waxwork room. I guess we don't know, but he did find a secret door. That none of the rest of you found. That was a really nice little sort of final point to that episode, that that all of you rolled badly on your perception checks when you walked into that room, except Caragor, who's the tracker return of the king. You found the secret door that opens up into this room.
Scary room.
Yeah, cling on to your owl blanket, Shania.
Yeah.
Because this room is looking pretty...
Beds with blood on them. Oh, red flag. Beds with blood.
Literally. Yep. It's literally a red flag.
Yeah. I mean, if you...
Quite that.
Relationship advice from Shania.
Yeah.
Just walk away.
I'm not falling for that a third time.
You know what, ladies? If there's blood on the bed sheets when you walk into the room, just walk away.
It's good advice for anyone, that, to be honest.
Yeah, just pretty much. If it's your blood or someone else's blood, it doesn't really matter. Just you walk away from that.
Walk away.
Just close the door.
Just toss
That's
it
not what's going to happen with us, though, is it? We're going to walk into that room and find out what the fuck's going on.
Well, let's Let's find out what's going on, shall we? Let's get into this room of filth.
Why not?
Does someone have a room of filth card? Anyone?
I've got the dirty sheets card.
You've always got the dirty sheets card.
I have got a card that's just... It's the sickness.
Oh, there we go.
Sickness.
Get down with it.
No, I've not got anything, really.
Nah. There's no dirty sheet.
Me neither.
Well, let me re-describe.
We've got one called the Snake Bite, which is obviously it's a drink from the 90s.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you remember drinking Snake Bite? Snake Bite.
Twice, yeah.
They wouldn't serve it in pubs.
It was illegal, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was too strong.
No, you're not allowed that, son.
What is Snake Bite for us?
It's a combination of beer and cider.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have Snake Bite and black. You have a little bit of black
currant in it as well.
Blackcurrant, yeah.
Oh, just a shot of blackcurrant.
You can put a shot on it if you want. You're not going to... Put it this way. You're not going to hurt the drink if you put anything more in it.
No.
Like, you can probably only improve it. Or you can try it again when you vomit it up all over the student union. Like I did quite a few times. Which is why I can't touch it anymore.
There you go. Is there any cider and lager?
Have
I got any cards of what?
I didn't know if you had any on WhatsApp.
Snakey bee in there? Is there
a cheeky snakey bee?
Snakey bee.
Have you got the Jaeger bomb card there? Remember in the because the Jaeger bomb's the one where you have the shot in the thing, drinking both together, right? Yeah. I can remember the appalled look of our buddy Jim's stag party when I came back over holding both glasses, having taken the shot out of the glass and was holding them separately. And they're like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Oh, I thought they just assumed that I wouldn't be able to carry them all, so they just put it into my easier to carry." And,
that's cute.
Turns out not.
Were you in your smoking jacket and your velvet slippers?
Was somewhat out of my depth. Those fine people. Well, let's see if you're out of your depth in this filthy, filthy room. Let me describe it again just so you've got a sense, and then maybe it'll give you an idea if you want to play cards or if you want to do any other investigating. So, to remind you, in the room that you've just come from, there's the three statues or three waxworks of Sonore with different emotional states. And then there is a set of double doors to the north that appears to go into the heart of the building itself. You have come through a secret door into a little side room. This room is crowded. It's a dusty and unfinished looking room. It's crowded with very poorly maintained furniture, hastily put together. There are two beds in here. There is one very large bed and there is one very small bed next to it. The very large bed has silken sheets that are stained with blood and filth. The other bed has clean sheets. They are just simple linens, but they seem to be fairly clean. That is what it looks like. What would you like to do?
Has it shown signs of recent use?
Can we make some perception checks?
So
check the room.
Okay, yeah, give us some perception checks to search the room.
I got 22, but mine was only to see just if this has been used recently or
okay. I got 32.
32. Okay. No. So Velda, yeah, you reckon that this is used. Recently, but infrequently.
Right, okay.
Probably using it. Shania, you find underneath the small bed, you crouch down and have a look under it, and you pull out a small lockbox, which, when you open it up, contains some gold coins, some gems, some potion bottles, and a scroll.
I found some stuff, guys. I've got a scroll here. Can I tell what potions and scrolls they are?
The potions are actually labelled. The potions are labelled three greater healing potions.
Three greater healing potions. All right.
That's good.
That's really good, isn't it?
Here, have a look at the scroll.
Let's have a look. Knowledge Arcana,
29. You have a look at it. It is a spell. It is a scroll, a level 6 spell scroll.
Jesus.
It is a scroll of vibrant pattern.
Oh.
Can I detect magic on the wax models of Sonora?
Yeah, they're not magical.
What?
Good.
And can I go and investigate the bed? Let's see what's going on.
You go and have a little look at the bed. Give me a medicine check to try and understand what's going on with the bed.
Medicine check. My medicine check is not very good. Natural one.
Natural one. Somebody died here.
Can I check sure it with it. My medicine check?
Give me a medicine check for you, Shania.
Mm-hmm. And that is 33.
Someone okay. died here, Shania.
Nobody died here, Shania. You're looking at the stains. You recognize, actually, as a priestess of Pharasma,
mm-hmm.
Who is in one of her incarnations a midwife.
Why did I eat Bombay mix before we started recording? What a terrible idea that was. Sorry, everyone.
You recognize the stains on the bed are the stains of afterbirth and amniotic fluid. Uh-huh. This is a bed that has seen many, many births.
Many births.
This is a birthing bed. Many births have happened here.
Why don't they change the sheets?
I think because it would be pointless.
Well, not really, but yeah.
What do you mean?
You can always change sheets.
Well, but it's just going to be more... fuck it.
Yes. I think they just have a bucket or something like that, wouldn't it? No, a bucket, a tub.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, you can't just squeeze the baby into a tub.
I don't really know much about
babies.
Better
to get it onto a soft surface or something.
Do you think these are human or a sort of a normal creature? Or do you think they're grubs?
Can I tell that, Dan? Or
grubs of babies?
I mean, the bed is bigger than a person. Like, the bed is bigger than a person would be. You can't tell from the stains what the birthing was.
I can't tell, you know, I would need far more equipment to be able to tell what manner of blood and right. fluids are here, but this bed certainly is larger than you would need for a single human person, that's for sure.
Some of the creatures here that don't really obey the laws of physics, do they? So.
Well, yes, it could be something larger, something...
Like a big bee?
Yeah.
Do bees bleed?
I don't know, but I mean...
Bees bleed. Bees bleed. We're about to find out. Time to get a wax on.
Tell me, do you make Manugani?
Get me the royal jelly.
Right, well, anything else in this room? Apart from the gems and lockbox and stuff like that?
You also... Yeah, Shania, your role is high enough that you also find a secret door in the north that when you open it goes back to the lobby where you first came in here. It was looking at it, it was completely invisible from that side, pretty much. It would have been really hard to have seen from the side from that side when you came in. Much easier from this side.
Okay. Yeah. So yes, this door leads into the lobby.
In the lobby, is there any doors that we haven't been?
I think you...
Well, yeah, because we didn't go left or right, but I'm imagining they're steams. Because we went for the secret door, didn't we?
You did. There's one door left that you haven't been in. In the lobby.
I'll go out to the lobby and open that door.
Okay.
Steam, there we go.
I mean, just I mean, you know, get those dice in your hand or if you want to do that. It is indeed steam!
That is a 31.
31, half damage, 4 points of damage.
You just couldn't help yourself.
I love it.
Look at you, you're glistening and red cheeked.
I've not got any blackheads or anything.
You've not got any skin, mate. Let me ask
you. You are kind of blistering in places. Mm,
I'm going to pop those pustules.
Have you lost a lot of hit points? Or?
No, not that much.
How much gold was in it?
So there is 42 gold pieces.
40. Ooh. Okay, we've got 42 gold pieces. I'm just going to put them all in my bag for now. Is that cool?
Whoa, man. Whoa.
I'm not so sure about that.
Okay, fine.
You could just divvy them up right now.
All right, here you go. I've divvied them up.
How much?
I'm not actually going to divvy it up, is what I'm saying.
No, what? 42. It's going to be unequal.
Yeah. Unless we have to give some to...
Excuse me?
5.1 or something?
Well, you have to give some to him. We said that.
I'm part of this party.
A couple of episodes ago. Right. From now, we have to give him money. As an
honorary...
7
gold pieces each, then, if you're going to give some to the paladin.
Seven gold pieces each. And
that's six.
And six to him.
No, 7 gold pieces. So that's...
Seven each.
Seven each.
And
seven
one
each.
Gem for me as well, then.
Yeah, how many gems? Six gems. All right, yep. So, and a gem each.
It's fair enough. All right, yep.
Cool.
He pockets it. It's like cheapskates. He pockets his gold.
Six.
Such a knob.
Seven. And it, assuming Philippe and Peter don't get a share of the loot.
No. Well, not my loot.
Philippe's taken enough from you over the years.
Yeah. Well, that was eventful.
Well, not really. We just watched it got steamed again.
No.
Should we actually go through the door, like up here, the secret door?
Eh?
Well, there's another secret door in the. Oh, no, that leads back to the double doors in the other room.
Is there another double door?
Big set of double doors.
All right, I'll push those open.
Okay.
Steam! Double steam.
It's just actually the game's platform, Steam.
Yeah.
And you've missed the summer sale.
Or the song by E17, Steam.
How does that go?
Steam, there's no need to be afraid.
You know some shit songs.
I do, yeah.
I feel bad for that because I was just like, I need a couple more minutes to finish reading this little note here. Colin, can you sing a song that would invariably make Ross be mean to you?
So ironic because you do need to be afraid of the steam, Ross.
Yeah, I do.
True. Yeah.
It's because I've got low self-esteem.
What manner of gems? Good man. What manner of gems? Excuse me, my good man. Stepped out of my morning parlour.
What manner of gem did you just give me? If it's not a good enough gem, I don't want it.
A goodly manner of gems. Thank you very much.
Yeah, lapis lazuli.
I say,
I love a lapis lazuli. Lapis gem.
Cool. How many of them were there?
I can't find it in the thing.
I just put lapis lazuli on my
that's
notes.
That's fine. Write it down.
Oh, on notes. Cool. Yes, okay.
They're not magical.
I put lapis lazuli, which is, I'm fine with that. It's going to work.
I think I put that as well.
Lapis lazuli.
Lapis lazuli. Yeah.
Put that down for equity as my actor name.
Yes.
All right. You push open the door, Fulton. You push this door open, and you're immediately hit by the smell of noxious fumes as you step into a vast room in the very center that goes very center of the workshop that goes right up to the ceiling, where there is a chimney in the top of the roof. There are four enormous bubbling vats of molten wax roiling away in this workshop. Tools and half-finished mannequins are crowding all over the floor, and along with and hanging from the ceiling, there are tables on which are a number of squirming, undulating worms the size of a man's arm, with little faces on them that are just wriggling around.
What kind of faces?
They have human-like faces wriggling around.
I'm immediately thinking of like the Mighty Boosh.
Give me hands.
It's standing in the center of the room, holding one of the worms, and just in the process about to dip it into the boiling wax, is an enormous ant.
Ooh.
A huge ant with a big, bulbous, bloated thorax. On its head, it wears a little crown. And it is has a stained, dirty apron. In the corner, there is a dwarven woman who is wearing white clothes with, an apron stained with the same kind of filth that you saw in the bedroom. And she is kind of standing back while the ant is about to dunk one of these grubs into the wax.
Good day, my queen.
The ant stops and spins around as you open the door.
Who are you? We have come for an audience with you.
No, 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 no.
Yes, 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 yes.
There's no limit. No, no. No, no.
We'll reach for the sky.
A trick. You come here, you break into my home.
We knocked on the door, but no one answered.
Traps.
Oh, Molly. Molly, 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 they are here. They've come to steal from us. They've come to steal. Have you come to take my grubs away?
No.
You've come to take my babies.
Molly, babies. No, we're not
here. We have a question. I have a question.
We've got an owl and a blanket for you if you want.
Please, says the dwarf. Please, just leave. Just leave. This can be calm. This doesn't have to be end in violence. Please, just leave.
Do you like knitting needles?
We don't really want violence. Yeah, we're not really about the violence. We don't want that.
Yeah.
She hangs
the grub from a hook that's on the thing. It just kind of hangs. It's kind of
do they speak?
Then it just kind of hangs there. You can see its little face just looking around like.
May I ask a question, Your Highness? So I have here a beast that has been. Something terrible has happened to it. It's had its shadow taken away in the middle of the night. Such a poor creature. If the creature were to die, would you be able to bring it back with its shadow intact?
Why do you keep calling me a creature?
I'm not talking about you.
Oh!
Fucking piece of shit. about the owl in my arms.
You come all this way for a creature, for an owl.
Yes,
that is why you are here.
She has an oath for nature.
I wronged the owl and I must make amends. I must begin my journey of amends for I did terrible wrong.
You did a terrible wrong and you brought this owl here so I would heal it?
You can do that?
Show me the owl. Show me what you have.
And she takes the towel off the owl.
You take the towel off the owl.
To reveal a perfectly steamed cooked owl.
Oh no.
It's like one of those
holy!
Those Turkish little hot towels you get on your face. Just
Shania drops to her knees. No!
Does that mean you doubly lose your powers now?
You're never getting them back now.
That's a lot of atonement right there.
Could you possibly uncook the owl?
And uncook the owl.
Is that just a thing you can do? Uncook birds? Dan's gone.
You slay. You come all this way to show me a cooked owl.
We thought it'd be a hoot.
Okay, we didn't know that it was cooked.
No,
Why do you interrupt me? Why do you interrupt me while I'm doing so? Where I'm besieged by enemies from all sides.
Can you bring it back with its shadow?
You wish me to bring back that which is dead?
Isn't that what you do?
No.
We can trade something in order if you would like.
You have nothing to trade with me. You come here to take my babies. I can tell it. I can smell it on all of you. I can smell the treason from you.
That's not very nice.
No, it is correct.
What?
Go.
I knew it.
She runs over to she takes a hold of a rope or something and pulls on the rope. There's a shudder, and three of the vats of wax tumble forwards and just spill molten wax out onto the ground. The wax moves and shakes and starts to move under its own power as it starts to pull itself up off the ground. Roll for initiative.
Son of a bitch.
Gore does not give a scout's warning.
21 for Fulton.
What is going on with you?
Well, I was going to say, did anyone want to offer the kneeling thread? I thought that was the whole point of us coming here to offer.
You just said something.
I said one thing in that entire interaction.
I did actually say it.
We've got a kneeling thread.
I think the trouble is because like Shania wanted into the owl, and then the no one saw the steamed owl coming, and then that kind of derailed the whole conversation. She freaked out, and I said, "Yeah, and we never really got a chance." What we could do, we could stitch the dead owl to the ant.
Yeah,
good. Because infinite possibilities.
So many chances. All right, it's a 21 for Fulton.
Has anyone got any...
29 yes. for Felder.
Has anyone got any ants?
No.
29
25.
27.
31.
Ooh. All right.
Is this it? 25. Will the Danger Club become Edam?
And
covered in wax. It was a bit of a leap.
Do you know Edam's one of the cheeses that's made backwards?
Is that right?
Yeah, it's literally made backwards.
So
nice. I like this. That's very good. The first thing to act is one of the it's one of the wax creatures. It's one of the wax monsters. The one nearest to all of you surges forward. Let's have a look at their little waxy stats, shall we?
Wax stats.
Wax those stats.
It's time for wax stats. Oh gosh, nasty. Okay, it surges forward, and the first person it gets to is Shania, which feels like
fuck
it makes sense.
Sake.
Spends one action to form up, spends another action to move up to Shania, and spends a third action to make an attack, which is probably not going to hit. It's only a 21.
No, it's not going to hit.
It swings a globule of wax at Shania, but Shania, you duck out of the way as the hot wax singes past you. Caragor, you are the next one to act.
Give me a layout of the room in terms of like what objects are in it.
We've got a big room stretching away across, big rectangular room stretching away across you. There are four big vats of wax in the middle, three of which have been knocked over. Each of the three vats has got living wax coming out of it. In the middle of the room, so sort of in the middle of the in the center of the three vats, there is Mazali, the giant ant with the crown, which is a big, large creature. And then cowering back behind the one vat that hasn't been knocked over is the dwarven woman, who is looking panicked and afraid, and doesn't appear to be going for a weapon yet.
What are the walls like?
The walls are made of brick.
Is there furniture in the room?
Yeah, there are lots of tables. There are lots of workbenches. A lot of them have these grubs on them.
And are the living wax creatures, are they separate sort of golem entities now, or are these one amorphous mass of?
There are three separate ones. Three separate entities.
My queen, what are your wishes? Oh, no, wait, I'm the king now, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
Fuck.
No, please talk to yourself as the queen.
What can I do?
Oh, you've... Oh, I don't know.
Well, Kingor, you've come a long way. And look how the cards have fallen. Caragor says as he mounts a table to climb a wall, please. Can I do that?
Yes, you can kind of... to climb the... I think it's brick and it's got bits of... Yeah, it's got chains and things hanging off from it. I'll take an athletics check if you want to try and haul yourself up there.
All King Gore's got to do now is elevate himself. Shit!
Oh no!
Ah, 20.
A 20. Still kind of enough to kind of... You clamber up onto one of the tables, stepping over the... over the grubs. You just slightly step on one of them as you go over. It doesn't squish, it just squeals as you do. And then you... then you grab a hold of a chain that's hanging from the ceiling and kind of grab that and just pull yourself up into the kind of things that there's all these chains hanging from the ceiling that have got tools and stuff hanging off them. Okay. So you're able to kind of climb up on one of them and wrap your arm around it. Cool. We'll say that takes two actions to do that, to move up there and then to climb it. So you've got one action left if you want to do anything with that.
Hunt prey.
On...
on the queen.
You hunt prey on
Shania.
You made that up. I didn't say anything.
You hunt prey on Queen Mazale. Give me a nature check.
26.
A 26. Okay. She
27.
Okay. That is probably enough to know a bit about her. So she is an ant queen, and you get a sense from it that it might be possible to calm her down. She seems like she is lashing out in fear and anger right now, much like a trapped animal would if it thought there was no other option. But at the moment, she's in a killing frenzy to protect her babies. A bit like cornering an animal when it's got its babies around it. She's freaking out because of that.
And I spent three actions, right?
Yep, but talking is a free action if you want to say anything.
Strike not the grubs. Lay no blow upon the queen, for she can still be swayed by the innate love that is present in this group.
I just feel like
he says every from the walls.
Yeah, I just I feel transported back to every immersive experience I've done.
Yeah. Yeah, like, welcome, within these walls and feature these horrors.
Velda Camberlite, it's your go.
So I'm going to. Well, I've got two things really. I've got two cards that might be useful in this situation.
Okay.
I have the Queen Mother. Seems to be it's of a female persona, but I think that's a bluff. I think it's actually probably to do with the Queen.
You might be right.
Queen got a couple of kids in there.
Yeah.
And also got another card called the Midwife, which I assume will be useful for the dwarf lady. Should I play one of these cards first? Are we in agreement? Does anyone else have any more relevant or pertinent cards?
Don't have anything.
Play them
thing,
both.
Possibly.
Play them
So I think the Queen Mother's a safe bet, isn't it? So yes, so last time I said this, it didn't work, but cast forth the Queen Mother card.
You draw the card, you throw the Queen Mother card. It bursts with golden light and showers down onto Mazali, who holds up her hands. It's like, yeah! As it diminishes some of her power, as it does have an effect.
Sweet! Is that one action?
That is two actions. One action to draw the card, one action to play it.
Shit.
Damn you. Throw me the card. I have quick draw. Throw me the card.
No. In the famous Lord of the Rings meme where he squints his eyes, no. Doing his no.
Destroy it.
I'm now going to heroically back out of the room.
Okay.
And put as many bodies between me and the wax thing as I can.
Bravely, Sir Robin.
Yes. I have a cool thing that I'm going to do next turn, but I can't do it right now.
Is it running away?
It's also about running away, yeah. But it is cooler.
Closing the door on this
off.
Lot.
Yeah.
Making sure they die.
It's called latches.
You back out. You play the card, and then you back out of the room. Next up, it's Bubba Von Hoops.
All right, well, that wax is coming towards us, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I cast the flies.
You cast fly on yourself.
Yeah, cast fly and rise.
And you fly up to the top of the room.
That's my go. Amazing.
All right. You cast fly. I fly up
in the sky.
You fly up. What's your movement? 25 feet?
25.
Yeah. 20, you are now 25 feet up in the air, out of reach of all of the globs.
Out of reach.
Velda looks at you jealously.
Yeah.
Still in danger.
Annoyingly, you can't because you backed out of the room.
Oh, yes.
Flown out of your line of sight.
I'm a bird.
Shania Rain, you are, Shania and Philippe, you are facing down a big wax glob. That has come for you like hourly judgment.
Shania runs the fuck away.
Very, very wise. Shania, you turn and run back out of the room. The wax glob does not strike at you as you run.
Can Philippe sort of come with me?
So you use one action to basically move back up next to Velda. Mm-hmm. So out of the room. Philippe has currently, so you've got two actions left. Philippe has got one action. You can give one of your actions to Philippe if you want to, or.
Yeah, maybe I'll give an action to Philippe. Okay. Can he sort of come back and stand in front of us?
Yep.
In the door in front of me and Velda in the doorway.
Yep.
Ready for action.
Okay, yeah, he could do that without... He only needs one action to do that.
Okay.
So you've got one action left if you want to do anything.
I mean, there's very little I think I can do with one action, I suppose. Well, actually, I need to take out a weapon if I'm going to use it, don't I?
Draw your scythe.
Yeah. So, well, I'm not going to draw the scythe. I'm going to draw my crossbow, which I have not used in a very, very long time.
You draw the crossbow. All right. You are locked, loaded, drawn, and ready. So let's see. You move back. Philippe moves there. You draw a crossbow. And it's... it's two actions. So you've got, and you're able to load it. So you are ready to go.
Oh, it's loaded as well, is it?
Because one action to move.
Yeah.
One action to draw the crossbow. One action to load the crossbow. Three actions.
Okay, and Philippe gets an action.
And Philippe gets an action for free because he's...
right, because he's got that.
Monkey
face.
Because he's grown up. He's a grown monkey now.
He's a grown monkey. So
he steps in front of you. The front line is...
got a monkey mountain protecting us.
The speed at which the front line is just dissolved this round. Everyone's literally been like... It's been climb, run away, fly, run away. It's now to just Algon and Fulton standing side by side now.
The buddy-buddy film everyone's been waiting for.
It is...
Stroppy Algar.
Yeah, he's a stroppy paladin. He's a foul-smelling dwarf.
Algon... Murder! Runs up to one of the globs, sword in hand, and just starts wailing on it. That is a hit. And the second one is...
In the meta.
It's also a hit.
We can just let this play out, because this resolves one of our problems. So Algon just fights the globs. We just gently work on the queen.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the globs kill Algon.
What do you mean? Sounds diplomacy good. With the queen?
Probably, yeah. I mean, I'm up to
That's
you.
That's what I was going
to
do.
Gore's crowed a warning, but I don't know. It's up to you if you want to abide by it, of course.
Mm-hmm. Cool. He starts starts wailing away on it. Hot wax sprays out of the creature all over Algon as he's fighting against it and starts burning him. But he keeps on fighting. That is his go. Fulton Battlestone, it's your go.
Can I run round Algon and have I got like visualness on the queen?
Visualness on the queen.
Yeah.
You do. Let's see how many actions it would take you to get to the queen. It took you two move actions to get into melee with the queen.
I don't want to melee. I just want to stand next to her and go, "Look, we mean you no harm. You are paranoid. We are here to talk to you. We don't want this. We don't want to hurt you. We just mean to get our friend back from the Patchwork Prince."
It's a possibility.
It's a good speech.
Yeah. You call out. You call out asking for help. Give me a diplomacy check.
Oh, wrong one. That's deception. Oh, God. Now it's coming out with my illegally downloaded films.
Cut that.
Right, we got him. 278 episodes. We finally got him.
Video piracy is a cry.
27.
A 27.
Do we get any pluses?
Not yet. Mm. Not quite enough to... not quite enough to calm it. She looks like she hesitates for a moment, and then just looking at the paladin wailing on her wax, she steals herself and she looks like she's upset. The dwarven woman is still standing at the side, worrying. You have one action left.
I'll try again.
All right, go ahead. On the ant.
Yeah, I know it's going to be hard because he's wailing on the thing, but fuck it.
That's better.
It's less, isn't it?
Yeah, it is actually, yeah. That is
26.
A 26. Again, she looks... She looks confused. She looks reluctant to keep fighting, but she does. She shakes it off. She Taylor Swifts it, and then is shaken from it as one of the wax blobs surges forward at you, Fulton. And is going to make an attack on Fulton Battlestone. And we're going to be talking about... Don't you know... Talking about a big wax blob.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what we need in that situation. What would you? Okay.
A little bit of Tracy.
That is a 33.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Hits you with a big wax fist. Dealing. You're
hairless as a babe by the end of this.
Giving you a good old cookie now. Cinnamon, 11. That is 8, 6. That is 24 points of bludgeoning damage and 2 points of fire damage. For a total of 26 points of damage, it smashes you with its molten fist. And then when it's third action, it wraps the molten wax around your body and starts to scald you with it as it starts to try and pick, as it just wraps it, it starts to basically try and pick you up off the ground in its waxy grip. Gross. It's now Mazali's turn. The queen squeals, "Protect the babies! Protect the babies!" And
we're not getting out of here with those grubs unless we kill everyone, are we?
Well, yeah.
There's no way we're going to be like, "Oh, actually, can you give us 4 of your..."
You don't care about these grubs, do you? He didn't say that to be alive, so we could accidentally kill them.
This just so happens to be exactly parallel to the Michael Moorcock book that I'm reading at the moment. Like, there's this almost exact storyline happening towards the end of it where the heroes reveal something awful with grubs that was like a big secret all along.
Marzali can't use the ability she wanted to use because the card is in play. So you're instead,
welcome. Well done, Velda.
Yeah. Rather than healing the wax creatures, which is one of her abilities, just keep restoring their hit points, she instead surges forward and tries to bite. Tries to bite Fulton. She had the choice, Algron or Fulton. She thinks Fulton seems to be the more dangerous one. So she tries to bite you. And that is going to be a miss. It's only a 19. And then she comes at you. Then she tries to comes at you with her stinger. Stinger splash for a 24.
That is not enough.
Oh, even though you're flat-footed because you're grabbed.
What's that? Minus it?
Minus 2.
My AC is 29, so
okay, you're 27. Fine. It just hits your armor and doesn't go through, so it manages to sting you. Two nice attacks, doesn't get through. It is then. God, it's another one of the wax thingies.
Oh, balls. Should have taken 4 resistance because I got resistance fire 4. Is there any fire involved?
No, it's wax. Yeah, you are taking fire damage, so you can take 2 points of that off. You took 2 points of fire damage, okay, so you can take 2 points off.
Yay.
The other wax glob moves up, but there's no space to get involved in combat, so it moves up, does nothing. The next one can't attack Caragor because Caragor's up on the ceiling, so attacks Algon.
Is he dancing?
Maybe he is now.
It's a natural one.
Hey,
it's not a named glob of wax. But
what, Melting Melterson? Come on.
Is his name Melting Melterson?
Yeah, of course, yeah, it is.
Looks like it's getting a fumble then. Does mean it can crit. Does mean it can get crit cards. But bad jam. It's got this wax.
Black Betty.
This wax has got some bad jam. It's clumsy 1 and jam. Enfeebled 2.
Nice. Well, because it ate some bad jam.
It's eating some bad jam.
Jam, wow, man.
Don't want to mix your jam and your wax, mate.
Then it's going to try and attack again, although it is enfeebled, so it's going to have a minus two on this. Does it get through Algon's attacks? It does not with the last one, and then another natural one.
No.
Yay! Brutal collision. Attempt a fortitude save. If you succeed, you're stunned one. If you fail, you're stunned two. That is against the AC of the creature that you're fighting. There's a fail. It's stunned two.
Fighting against yourself here.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. This thing just launches itself at Algon and just splats onto the floor.
Yeah.
And he just kicks it in the a few times. Ah, die, wax bastard! Bastard wax man!
I want his own spin-off series. I think it'd be hilarious.
Bastard Waxman.
Bastard Waxman. Caragor swinging from the rafters.
Can I? Hey, is this definitely the Queen's room? Because it, I guess, if it's not the Queen's room, then that makes it Molly's chambers. Bam! So I will. Caragor will. Can I just shimmy sideways on the? Holding on to things on the roof.
Yeah.
Can I climb sideways?
Yeah, yeah.
How far can I get?
I'll let you move. So you'd be moving at half speed. So it depends how many move actions you want. You've got quite a long movement, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've got a movement of 30?
30 is what I've got. I actually think it's 35 these days. Let me just fucking press the fucking button on...
Because of how big everything is, one move action will put you directly above the terribly fumbling slime monster that is attacking.
Don't say slime, Dan. It's made of wax.
Wax monster.
The
wax
no,
monster.
More, no more
slimes. No more slimes. We're done with slimes.
No slimes.
With the wax monster that's attacking Algon. Someone is going to tell me these wax monsters can't fumble, but I don't know. We'll see. I'll check it later. For the moment, it's funny. Two move actions can put you behind all of the enemies and basically directly above Molly.
Shit, yeah, I guess. All right. Yeah, okay, cool. Molly.
When you get close to her now, you can hear that she is screaming out. She's over the din. She's impossible to hear from that side, but she's screaming, My queen, please, they're friends. Please, there's no need for violence, my queen, not in your condition.
All right, so yeah, if I'm above Molly now, then just, I guess, just... falling sneak attack. I'm joking. I've never been primed to do something like this before, and now Caragor's just like, oh fuck, I can't do that now, fucking hell. Yeah, I'll just land next to her.
You let go and land next to Molly. She's like, ah, can't you stop this?
What power do you think that I have over this evil court? Yes, I'll try.
You got one action left because letting go is a free action.
Is it? That's very therapeutic. I don't know what to do to get her attention that isn't involving an arrow.
Draw a sword to the woman's neck.
No, that's the opposite message I want to send across.
Calm yourself or I shall slice her neck.
Is there a grub nearby?
Yeah. There's a table of grubs nearby.
Not really going to work. Behold, Queen Mazali. I am now in a position to murder your grubs. But Caragor flicks the blade sideways and sheathes it. I don't. And I've given you the advantage by telling you about it. What enemy would do that? Look, I don't even strike Molly.
Give me a diplomacy check.
Come on. Why is it so bad?
Heavy is the head that wears the crown. It's an 18 total.
18 total. Your words go unheard amongst the din of battle. Which takes us to Velda standing in, who's backed right out of the room.
So Velda, he has Velda.
You're just watching absolute carnage happen in the spot where you were standing a minute ago.
Yeah.
Good decision.
Definitely good decision there. Velda runs up behind Philippe, and you just see a sort of a wizarded sleeved hand sort of come around the corner of him and go whip and flip the midwife cards.
You've
into the air. Hopefully it'll make her louder. Calm your queen, he says.
Which flies up into the air and flies over, and you see it flying over Molly's head, glowing with gold. You are now getting any bonuses. You are now getting a bonus to, or the DC for convincing Molly to help you has lowered.
Oh, I wish I'd had that just 6 seconds ago.
I know. I didn't want to meta game because I was like, I'm literally going to play this card. Oh my God.
Damn you.
I did have that card.
Would have held an action, though. That
one action
good.
Left.
One action left. Well, then
you
I.
Do.
You
I just, persuade.
Huh?
Back you persuade.
Up. Yeah, do it. Persuade?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think she'll hear me from here.
She is a long... Molly is a long way from you. The queen is closer, but the queen is a harder persuade.
Yeah. All right, calm down.
Calm down, you Michael winner.
That's how you do it, isn't it? Yes, you calm down, you know, a female
calm
queen.
Down, dear.
Calm down.
That's going to go well.
Yeah. I'm looking up the stats.
What are we thinking? Well, you know, if there's a critical fail here, then I'd like to know, because
I mean, it's it's more a deception because I wasn't actually serious. Diplomacy is nothing.
Diplomacy is nothing. No bonus at all.
No, it's not interaction.
So it's just what's on the die. What's
14.
On the die? 14. That's a. That's a critical fail on the queen. The queen goes into a murderous rage of giving her an extra action this round because she's so angry at Velda. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, you say calm down to someone that's in a mood anyway. Like,
yeah, that's why I did it.
Oh dear,
it's character shit, isn't it?
Is it?
Bubba Von Hoops, you're up in the air, and you just hear that, and you're like, he didn't just say that.
I think that helped.
Furiously angry. I would be cruel to end the episode without giving you a turn after you spent the last one flying. Go for
that's
it.
That's all right. I am going to try, even though the Ant Queen is in a murderous rage. All right. I'm going to try and calm them.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say, reassess your situation. Look, Caragor has your baby. And he has hastened to kiss them on the head.
What?
That's how lovingly he wants to be. Don't and that's how much we care for thee.
Can I... what's my performance? Can I make it a performance check because of that?
No, it needs to be diplomacy.
Ooh, it's the same anyway. It doesn't matter.
Shitloads of hero points.
Diplomacy, here we go.
It's a natural one!
No!
Oh, no.
It's a natural one. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. You should have told him to calm down.
Oh no.
At least I'm up in the air still, like, I guess.
At least I'm out of her way, you know.
Well, so maybe she can jump. I don't know. She's an ant.
She is an ant.
That's I hope it's not flying ant day, Bubba, I've got to tell you.
Can I hero point this bitch?
You can hero point that bitch if you want to hero point that bitch. That bitch.
I can't do it out of that. I can't do it. So I'm going to roll a hero point. Natural 2!
Oh, no! Natural 2!
Caragor just goes, the curse has been broken!
At least it's not a natural, it's 16.
16.
Hang on.
How many points
have I got? Okay. Hold on. Let's have a look. Should I burn for another one? I've got two. So this will be my last one if I roll this. Go on, doing it.
He's going for
hero
it.
Hero point. That's better. All right.
Okay.
Jeez. All right, so that's 27. That's 33
points. 33. You beg, you plead, you cajole, you erase the calm down dear moment at the queen. She raises her scepter over Fulton, who is trapped in the wax, and then stops and looks at you for a moment. And that's where we leave it for tonight.
Ooh.
This week's episode was made possible by Chris Marsh, our Dangerling of the Week. Alabama Chris, thank you so much for making this happen. You are officially forgiven for the devastating hangover I had after we cleared out as much whiskey as we could find last time you were in London. Thanks, buddy. Love you very much. If you want to be like Chris and not drink whiskey with me, but support a show, go to patreon.com/dangerclubpodcast and you can sponsor the show and get new episodes and all sorts of fun stuff. Cheers, Chris. Cheers, Dangerlings.